Blackstone Audio presents The Bone Seeker by M.J. McGrath. This book is read by Kate Redding. For Ian Jackman. 1. That Friday afternoon in late July was the last time Edie Kiglatuk saw Martha Saliok alive. As the school bell signaled the end of a long, sultry day, and students tumbled out into the corridor, eager to get to their summer fishing camps, Martha spilled the contents of her purse on the floor. Pens, crayons, an eyeliner pencil, and a stick of lipstick went skittering across the hot linoleum. As a rule, Inuit girls didn't wear makeup. Her curiosity aroused, Edie went over. "Going somewhere special?" she asked, holding up the lipstick. Martha took the stick and dropped it back inside her bag. She flashed her teacher an embarrassed smile. "Just curious." Edie palmed her hands in surrender. "No offense, Miss Kiglatuk." Edie laughed. "None taken." All the same, in a small remote corner of her heart, Edie was a little stung. She'd been teaching Martha 3 weeks, and in that time she'd grown fond enough of the girl to have to hide her favoritism, the old teacher's pet syndrome. They finished picking things up. Martha zipped her purse into her backpack and slung it over her shoulder. "Well," said Martha, "thanks for helping." Edie watched the back of Martha's head as she made her way to the door, and for the first time since she'd moved from Altisak a month ago, she was struck by a sudden burst of longing for female company.